Welcome to Throwing Mountains Weekly Strength. I'm your host, Chris Bollinger. For the next 12 minutes or so, we're going to draw strength from the Bible. I encourage you to make this a daily practice on your own. This week, we're continuing our series on the nature of God with a look at an attribute of God that is also a gift from God, life. The Bible passage for the topic of life is John 10, verses 1 to 10. I'll read it from the English Standard Version, the ESV. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all on his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." In February of 2019, Mark Hollis died after battling cancer. He was 64. He left behind a wife and two sons. You probably never heard of Mark Hollis. If you're a fan of 80s music, then you may have heard of his band, Talk Talk, or its most popular song, It's My Life. That song later was covered by Gwen Stefani and her band, No Doubt. Here's a clip. All of the songs from which I play clips in this episode are freely available on the Talk Talk YouTube channel. If you like the music, I encourage you to purchase it. It's My Life, from the 1984 album of the same name, was such a big hit for Talk Talk that the band started touring with Duran Duran. Audiences awaited more synth-pop hits from songwriter Mark Hollis. But Hollis had other ideas. Talk Talk's next album, The Color of Spring, had a dramatically different style, with complicated instrumentation and heartfelt lyrics. Here are clips from the album's two singles, Life's What You Make It and Living in Another World.
Thank you.
Those two songs didn't get a lot of play on the radio or MTV, but the album sold well enough to fund a follow-up. The band rented an abandoned church for 14 months and spent that time trying to capture specific sounds and piece them together as a whole. The result was Spirit of Eden, an acoustic album with one 20-minute song on one side and nothing approaching a single on the other. Here's a clip from Side A. The album covered sobering subjects such as moral decline, drug addiction, and death. As you might expect, the album did so poorly that Talk Talk's label, EMI, cut ties with the band. Talk Talk did one more album for a jazz label before disbanding in 1992. 6 years later, Hollis recorded a solo album and then left the music industry for good, opting to focus on being a good dad. So why am I devoting this entire episode to the music of Mark Hollis? Because it gave life to many people. Here are some of the comments on YouTube for Spirit of Eden. Probably the greatest album opener of all time. That harmonica came to harvest souls. Absolutely amazing piece of music, like all Talk Talk material. Many thanks, Talk Talk. Very special and will live on forever. This album is so perfect. It might not make sense in the linear fashion that some people need, but the feeling, it rips me apart, tears into me with all the beauty that exists in this world. I want it playing at my wake. Lock the doors. No one leaves until it's over. I still have this on vinyl. It's a treasured possession. Such a beautiful album. Rest in eternal peace, Mark. Thanks for the amazing music. At the end of his freshman year of college, Brad Berzer spotted The Color of Spring at a record store. Taken with the album cover, which is a wild collection of colored moths, he bought it. Berzer, who was an agnostic and skeptic, found the intensity and mysticism of the music utterly compelling. He couldn't make out all the lyrics, and the album had no lyric sheet, but he listened to the album repeatedly for a year, studying and analyzing every aspect of it. Inspired to understand the sacred, he began to practice the Catholic faith that he had abandoned. Nearly a year later, on a visit to London, Berzer found the lyric sheet of The Color of Spring in a London record store. Here's what he writes about what happened at that moment. As I stood reading the T.S. Eliot-esque lyrics, especially as a newly returned to the faith Roman Catholic, I began to sob. The lyrics were even better and more Christian than I had guessed, and so much of my life, the good, the bad, the misunderstood, came together in that moment. At that point in my life, nothing could have seemed more beautiful or more perfectly timed. Standing there, I felt forgiveness and redemption toward myself and others, and I realized that artistry really could make the fallen world a bit better. During his junior year, Berzer worked at a campus radio station, and he received an advance copy of Spirit of Eden. He listened to it with his friend Kevin McCormick, and the two were overwhelmed by its depths. Berzer and McCormick went their separate ways after college. Berzer pursued his doctorate and today is a professor and the head of the history department at Hillsdale College in Michigan. McCormick became a classical guitarist, composer, and teacher in Texas. But the music of Mark Hollis has remained a key part of their lives for over three decades. April 5 is one of the tracks on The Color of Spring. Every April 5th, Berzer and McCormick listen to the entire album to honor a pact that they made in college. When Hollis died in 2019, Berzer wrote this: "Thank you, Mark David Hollis. You ran the race and you fought the good fight. Now it's time to rest your head in the love of he whom you praised again and again in your art." God is the giver of life. Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly. The closer we get to God, the more we experience that abundant life in what we see, in what we feel, and in what we hear. Next week, I'll talk about light. I hope you'll join me for that. Please pick up a copy of 52 Weeks of Strength for Men. You'll find it to be a good resource on this journey. Have a good week, men.